Pending home sales surge higher but price gains are imbalanced and unsustainable. By John Carney on September 29, 2021. Signed contracts to buy existing homes in the U.S. surged by more than expected in August. Data from the National Association of Realtors showed Wednesday. Pending home sales increased 8.1% compared with the prior month, ending a two-month stretch of declines. Analysts had forecast a 1% gain. Despite the gain, signings are down 8.3% from a year ago. Rising inventory and moderating price conditions are bringing buyers back to the market, said Lawrence Yun, the NAR's chief economist. Affordability, however, remains challenging as home price gains are roughly three times wage growth. Yun added that such an imbalance between wage gains and home price appreciation is unsustainable over the long term. On Tuesday, the Case-Shiller Home Price Index showed prices up nearly 20% year-over-year. Pending sales were up in each of the four major regions compared with July. They were down compared with a year ago, with the Northeast seeing the largest decline. The strongest pending sales gains in major metropolitan areas on an annual basis were in communities in Florida, Texas, and Tennessee, three states led by Republican governors that took aggressive steps to lift pandemic restrictions on schools, businesses, and leisure. The ability of employees remotely has encouraged many to move into more affordable places, Yun said. Sales in the Midwest rose 10.4% on a monthly and were down 5.9% from August 2020. In the South, sales climbed 8.6% monthly and dropped 6.3% annually. In the West, sales were up 7.2% monthly and fell 9.2% from a year prior. Pending sales lifted 4.6% in the Northeast month-to-month but were descended 15.8% from a year ago. Contract signings usually lead sales by about 45 to 60 days. So this would usually be foreclosed sales in September and October.